mentioned the other day that he did not see any of the Coughlin Super Bowl wins over the Patriots. Did you watch those games from start to finish? I'm just curious.
I'm sure I was at a Super Bowl shindig. One of them was the helmet catch, right?
Yes.
I remember that, but I don't remember the other one, no. So I'm sure I saw bits and pieces of it, but no, didn't get a chance to watch the whole game from beginning to end. All right, then.
Can you talk about just, I think you guys been in the red zone 6 times in postseason, and just can you touch on the importance of trying to keep that alive against this team who's pretty good in red zone defense? Can you just talk about
that? Yeah. We've been good at it. You know, I think it's talked about a little bit on Wednesday. It's tough to kind of pinpoint why exactly we've had, success in the red zone outside of everybody just kind of doing their job and executing and being on the same page. But it's kind of from the start, once that started and it kind of got rolling, guys just kind of gained confidence down there. Once we kind of crossed over and got in the red zone, guys expected to go get 6 points and score. And it was almost kind of a letdown when, we had to come off the field and kick a field goal or do something like that. So it's only going to be, like you said, more important this week or as important as ever, because they're extremely good in the red zone. They do a good job when their back's against the wall down there of getting you off the field and making you kick or even, turning the ball over. So we're going to have to continue to be sharp on that and locked in and be able to execute down in there.
Is Jalen one of those guys that he may look like he's not real close or whatever, you throw the ball and then the next thing you know he's right there?
Did you say Jalen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of, you've got to be super accurate when you're throwing against him.
Yeah, I think like any, elite corner you play in the league, you like to kind of throw away from him, but when the other guy's A.J. Bouye, it kind of presents a bit of a challenge as well. So I think both those guys are incredible. They've been incredible all year long. But talking about Jalen, I think, anytime you're throwing the ball at him, it's got to be perfect, because if it's not, he's going to, he'll make you pay for it with his range and length and his ability to make plays and ball skills. He's a special player, and he's been, extremely good for us all year long.
Corner that could cover Gronk? Do you think he would be?
Yeah, if I had to bet on a corner to cover him, I'd put money on Jalen Ramsey for sure. I think I've been impressed with everything I've ever seen out of him. His physical tools, and then obviously, I think his mental toughness and what he's able to do throughout the game and kind of getting in guys' heads and doing different things there. So I think it'll be awesome. I think it's a great challenge for him, and I think it'll be, a cool experience to kind of watch those guys go head-to-head if they get the opportunity to.
Like, did you sense any more focus or intensity in practice this week?
I think getting to this point, I've thought about, is it any different than the regular season? Is this week, is this routine, is this process any different than, week 5 or week 10 or week 15? And it's not. It's all the same. I know personally my schedule, my routine's all been the same. And, I think we're in a bit of a unique situation kind of where there's not a whole lot of guys on the team that have been to an AFC championship game or any championship game, for that matter in the NFL. So I don't think anybody knows any different. We're just continuing to do what we've done all year long and what's been successful for us, kind of be locked in through the walkthrough, be locked in meetings and out of practice and getting our work done and making sure we're making corrections and doing all the right things and getting ready and prepared as possible. But, trying to have as much fun with it as we can as well, because, I think everybody kind of realizes that, we're getting an opportunity to continue to play with this group of guys and kind of our destiny's in our hands. We win, we get to stay together and keep playing. So it's been a unique and I think special, trip throughout these playoffs.
Blake, when you look at the disparity between the yards they give up and the points they give up, is there anything that you see on film that indicates why they were able to do that, whether a change in scheme or tighter coverage, whatever?
Yeah, I don't think so a whole lot. I think they just do a really good job once you get down there of locking it in. They don't, I think, do a ton different. They have different things that they do in the red zone, just kind of like every other defense. But the field tightens, everything gets shorter, windows get smaller, and they're never out of position. They're not making mistakes. So you got to beat them. You got to be sharp. You got to be precise in everything that you do in order to get some points out of them down there because, like you said, they've been, incredible down there all year.
Think about their secondary. I mean, their corners are very competitive type guys, and safeties are kind of combo type safeties. Just kind of facing those four guys when they're in their base set?
Yeah, I think all four of them are really good football players. All four of them, got a chance to play against Gilmore a little bit in Buffalo a couple years ago. And then the two veteran guys in the back end, they're smart. You know, they know how to do different things. They know how to mess with you as a quarterback. You know, they do a good job of disguising and moving late. And, like you said, comboing guys down in the red zone, they do a really good job of. And then Butler's obviously a guy that everybody knows about that's made some really big plays. And they've been playing at a high level all year long, so it's going to be a challenge. I think it was good for us and our guys, to have a bit of experience playing against them in the preseason and getting a couple of days of practice up there, just running around with them and doing things like that. So it's going to be a challenge just like everything is, kind of like we've talked about all week. They're going to make us beat them and make big plays and make, kind of clutch plays, so they're going to be in position ready to make a play, and we got to find a way to make a better one.
Does Jalen say things that you guys wish you could say?
I don't know. And I'm sure I haven't even seen everything that he's said. He's full of one-liners, and the ones I see I usually laugh at, and that's Jalen, and we support him 100% and love that he's on our team.
It's been thrown around a lot that you all are the underdogs and all that. Is that something you pay attention to, or is that something you just kind of embrace at this point?
Yeah, I think it's tough to think about. I think, at this point, anybody, that goes up and plays New England in New England will be an underdog, for what they've done the past 7 or 8 years or however long it's been. But I think for us, it's just another opportunity, and it's no different than anything else. We've adapted to that role or whatever it is, but, similar type feeling going up to Pittsburgh, I guess, as far as just what, the outside world's perception of what's going to happen is. And I'd assume it's similar going into this week, but I think, our guys in the locker room do a pretty good job of kind of ignoring that stuff and, going up there and expecting to play as well as we can. And, hopefully we score one more point than they do.
How do you deal with it personally, though?
Kind of the same way. I don't look at anything, outside of what we can do and what we can control, So it's, the same thing throughout the week as far as preparation and getting ready for these guys. And, we understand and I understand that we're going to have to play a good football game to beat these guys. There's a reason they've been there for so many years in a row and had so much success. We're going to have to be on top of it in order to win.
Blake, there's obviously a lot of sentiment, some sentiment nationally that's kind of anti-patriot because they don't want the same old all the time. And then there's another segment that says you really don't want the Jaguars there in the Super Bowl because, their brand isn't the same and it'll be a boring Super Bowl. Does your team take any whatsoever motivation when you hear stuff like that?
Yeah.
Like the guy that wants to crash the party that doesn't get invited.
Right, yeah. It's kind of like a lose-lose situation, I guess, for people that think like that. I think when you're as good as they've been, consistently for that long, obviously that's kind of where the hate and jealousy comes from. And then obviously us being a smaller market and a team that hasn't had a whole lot of success in recent years, I don't know. It's tough to speak about, what the perception and all that is of the game and, who people want to win. I know we're going to go up there and play as hard as we can and see what happens.